I think to call you an events coordinator is a massive understatement, Rob. How are you this evening?
Good. Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. Believe me, you're like a rock star, aren't you? Let's back up and tell folks, I can't believe anyone hasn't heard about this, but it's called the Grand Rapids Lip Dub, LIPDUB. Tell us about the idea. It's gone viral. My daughter's in the studio, and I just had her check. The current views online on YouTube are 2,660,366, and it's probably gone up in the last 2 minutes since she handed me this paper. Robin, you're like all of 20 years old or so, aren't you?
Correct. I'm 22 years old.
Oh, 22. Oh, you're getting old. You're 22 already. Tell us about this. My understanding, Rob, is this came out of a Newsweek magazine article that said Grand Rapids was one of the nation's top 10 dying cities, which is appalling to begin with because we all know better. And out of that came this idea, if my information is correct.
Yeah, honestly, we were familiar with the idea beforehand, but it wasn't until an article came out that it really lit the fire under sponsors, myself, attendees, the media, etc., to really make this happen.
Well, for the couple of folks who haven't seen this, what you made happen was a lip dub of Don McLean's American Pie song, and
yeah.
So it goes the entire length, a little over 9 minutes. And my understanding, this is one continuous shot through this video shot through the streets of downtown Grand Rapids.
Yep, it was one continuous shot for about 9 minutes long all throughout downtown GR.
Well, and I have watched it several times, and I am stunned. I've been in television work and so forth for 20-some years. I am stunned that you were able to do this with one continuous shot. What on earth kind of planning did you have to go through to get all of these components to work together?
Well, we just had to be ready for this, and we started, you know, brainstorming about half a year before this event actually took place, and then we had a crew of about 50 people managing each tiny section and just breaking it up into little parts and building it up into something impossible.
How, for folks who haven't seen it yet, and I'm sure by the time this is over, they'll be on the internet looking at it, because it's simply incredible. How do you describe it to folks who haven't seen it yet?
Very exciting, fun, crazy video. Wow, I can't believe that happened. Event very prideful of America and Grand Rapids and Michigan, and just a very feel-good kind of story and video.
Well, so you obviously you were working on this a long time. Was it just a coincidence, the timing then, with the Newsweek article? So this wasn't in response. The timing was just right.
It kind of was in response. I mean, honestly, we didn't really start working hard until this article came out. We were kind of iffy about it. We were like, yeah, maybe we'll do it. But once that came out, then we really put the pedal to the metal and made it happen. So I would say it's in response, yes.
What are the numbers of folks that were involved in this between all of the folks on screen in the video and in behind the scenes?
Well, I mean, your extras for the day, just people who showed up, were 3,000 to 5,000. Town was probably, like, main town was probably 100 to 200. And then you also had your crew, which, as I said, was about 50 people.
And what about funding for this? How did you put this all together? You were able to get sponsors for this?
Yep, this is all funded by local sponsors who helped make this happen. No tax dollars were spent on this. It was a $40,000 production.
Unbelievable. What has been the response? I mean, you have done things like this before, but what has been the response to this one with over 2.5 million hits? Are you surprised at this?
I definitely was surprised to get the attention that it got, and at least in our area, we've seen it be probably the most recognizable, friendly, positive response I've ever seen for any of my events.
And what is all of the publicity? I mean, I know you were on ABC News the other night. Dennis Miller, who's the lead-in show to my show, was
mm-hmm.
talking about you. I mean, this is everywhere, national news everywhere. What is coming out of all this publicity for you?
Well, I think it's just been a great kind of victory lap with the whole project, and it's really help to another small step to put Grand Rapids really on the map, which is what we're all trying to do. So I think it's all just steps in the right direction.
Well, how did you pick the song for this? I'm curious.
Oh, well, I personally was inspired by this song. This entire thing was really inspired by this simple song. It never really was something where I considered any other songs. It's really long, which helps me if I want to make a world's longest lip dub without being repetitive. It's lyrically very colorful, so I could use that a lot, like "In the Flames Went High Into the Night" and "I Light Off the Fire." Very lots of ups and downs. Different mood changes. It's deeper. It's not just all party, party. So good for a lot of reasons.
Well, it's simply stunning. Now, this, I called you an event planner because I'm not sure what other title to give you. You've been doing things like this for a while now. I mean, you had a amazing pillow fight. You had the world's longest water slide. Where do you come up with these ideas?
Honestly, it's hard to say where. I guess it's just wherever creativity comes from. I see a need, I suppose, or have a desire to see something happen, or I have a wouldn't it be cool moment, and I put in the work to make it come to life.
Well, a lot of people have those moments; they just don't follow through. So that's where I'm wondering where you get the chutzpah to follow through on this and get the right people in the right places to listen and make these things happen.
Well, I think it's just been a snowball effect. I've continued to push the envelope with every event just a little bit further and further. You know, at the start, the pillow fight was a 15-minute, $400, a 1,000-person attendee event, and I just took every event and continued to push it forward and never stopped trying to outdo myself.
Well, everyone has to start somewhere.
Yes, exactly.
A $400 pillow fight was a great place to start. The water slide was fascinating. Where was that in Grand Rapids?
That was on Lion Street, which is a street I actually live on. It's a big steep hill leading into the downtown area, so it was perfect for something like this.
It's absolutely amazing. I'm guessing that as these events have grown and your reputation for making them happen and doing them well, the next one's going to be even easier for you after this, isn't it?
Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully this will help sponsors get on board faster and, help us to continually do better and better.
What is your next idea on the horizon? Or are you sharing or sharing a hint of it?
I really don't have any, to be perfectly honest. There's some ideas of what I would like to do, but nothing, clearly defined that I can really talk about.
One of the things I've enjoyed when I was just trying to look up some information about you, and there's more and more every day, Rob, on the internet, was that you just said you were looking for interesting and fun things to do before you were 21 years old. You said it was about a club or something like that some folks, younger folks, couldn't even get into at that point in time, and you were just looking for events and looking for something fun to do.
Yeah, that was really what a lot of our initial goals were simply to create fun things in the area and have a great big fun time without, politicizing it or trying to have any big message and just have fun for the sake of having fun.
And I think that's one of the the big parts of this and that you just hit on, it's not about a big political message. It's simply enjoyable. It's simply you finish watching that, and A, you want to hit it again right away, but B, it's just joyful. I mean, to watch it in action, it truly is just joyful.
Yeah, that's how it's been for me as well to watch it. It's been a fantastic run.
And what are your career plans?
I don't really have anything super particular. I'm trying to be a little bit more three-dimensional and start a brand business, starting a band as well, continuing to progress with the events and just trying to diversify, I guess.
And I know you're heading off to band practices. What's the name of the band?
Yes. Honestly, it's just my name. Write all the music and all the different pieces of it. So, and then we're all getting together to really capitalize on this and have fun and kind of put the events in music form, I suppose.
For people who haven't seen this video yet, and I dare say people yet would be the operative word because they all will, where can they go to find it?
Just YouTube search Grand Rapids Lip Dub.
Well, it's stunning and it's amazing. And Rob, I know you've been crazy busy always in life, but particularly recently. So I appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk with me and for my audience as well. All the best. You can't wait for the next one.
It'll be fun.
I'm certain of that. Thank you so much. Have a great evening.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much.